Thank you, Madam Chair. Before I respond a little bit on that, I just went to Article 5 of the CRC. Oh dear, these little pitchy-winky things, yes. States parties shall respect the responsibilities, rights, and duties of parents, etc., etc. Unfortunately, as you know, the U.S. has never domesticated the Convention on the Rights of the Child, but I think it is, at the moment, the only country that has not done so. So, in effect, the CRC has reached a state where it is universally acceptable, and I don't know to what extent that convention and the article therein and several others around that could boost whatever advocacy will take place with regard to this case before the Supreme Court. And we know how important that is, not just for the U.S., but for those who follow. So I can only hope that this would happen, and I will, of course, refer to the report that we presented from our last public session on children of African descent. And while this is an indigenous child, obviously there are some parallels from which one can draw. And the rest, we hope, will be treated with respect and dignity. Thank you so much.
I have to talk before you move on to the session.